So today's episode is for all of my strong, independent, wear it on your sleeve, I got this, women entrepreneurs. I want to talk to you about why we need to stop wearing that as a badge of honor with our businesses and be more open to what it really takes to lead a business and understanding the nuances of how that strength title can actually be keeping you from growing. So in case we haven't met yet, my name is Maya Haridat. I'm a business coach and speaker, and I help entrepreneurs uncover what they don't know that they don't know about running successful businesses. And I got this question recently in my coaching group, but to be frank, I've heard this before a number of times. I've actually said it myself to my own coach, where I reach out and I say, you know, hey, I need help in my business. I know it's been probably about a month. I know it's been about 2 months since I reached out to you. And now the problem has gotten really, 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 really big. And I'm kind of at my wit's end at this point, and I'm actually kind of ready to give up. And that's always the signal for me. I saw it with my client. I've seen it for myself. And there's that moment of fear and overwhelm and concern and kind of like, well, how am I supposed to do this? Like, I think I just need to quit this thing and go back to work because this business is not working the way that I imagined. And so I want to talk today and I want to give you two reasons why this shows up. And I think it's important for us as entrepreneurs, for us as individuals that really want to grow our businesses with incredibly strong foundations, right? Like, this is not just about making $10,000 this month. No, this is about you making $10,000 again and again and again and again and again with some consistency and knowing that it's going to look that way and also running a business that really excites you, that gets you fired up, that gets you really interested in terms of what you're doing. And I think we really need to dig into this conversation about that strong, independent woman. Right? There's some benefits to that. I don't want to take away from the benefits, your willingness to work, your drive, your motivation, but I also think it holds us back. And I want to dive into two areas where I think it does hold us back. And then I'm going to give you two ideas of how, when you embrace this concept, when you embrace the nuances of what it means being a strong, independent woman entrepreneur, that you're going to get some huge wins. And at first they might be scary. I'll own that. And they might really mess with your system and your way of operating and what feels comfortable. And to be frank, what feels safe. But I think the wins are going to so outweigh that being and operating in this current space that I know is probably holding your business back. So let's dive in. And I want to tap in first on why we need to stop this behavior. And I'll give you just a framework of how I think often the behavior shows up, of where it might show up for you or how I've seen it show up for others. And it's, you're kind of moving along in your business and things are not working, but on a day-to-day basis, it's hard to tell, right? You're just kind of going through the motions. You're probably focused a lot on client delivery and making sure the clients have what they need. And then there's like a series of events that start happening. And one by one, you know, like life, you figure out how to navigate those things. But there's a snowball that starts to happen. And then all of a sudden, right before you really need someone to throw out a life raft at you, you start to realize like, oh my gosh, if I don't figure this thing out, I have no business. Like, what the heck am I doing here? Why am I reaching this crossroads? Like, what the heck is going on? And now there could be a whole host of things that's going on, but I do want to angle it from the perspective today. If you identify with that strong, independent woman trope, which, listen, I grew up where that was a huge badge of honor, right? So I identify as a Black woman. I'm a Gen X baby. And the way that I was raised, are you kidding me? This is how you walked, operated, and existed every day. You did not depend upon anybody to do anything because, to be frank, in the world that I live in, it wasn't always going to happen if you asked for help. A lot of times you had to wear that badge and you had to put on your cape and make sure things happened. So I want to be open and honest and sensitive and respectful because I understand for a lot of people why we wear that particular mantle. I get it. And to some degree, you can't just drop it all completely because no, things are not going to get done if you're not willing to kind of push this thing forward and move ahead with that. But I also do want to say that with the example that I was giving you with the business, and I'll use my own example so that I keep my clients, you know, confidential and some of the conversations that go on. I know for myself that a number of times I've had a number of client calls not go the way that I want to, or I have a number of months where I'm operating my business and like month after month after month, the money is not coming in. It's some is coming in, but it's not coming in quite the way that I want it to. And I have a tendency to just start working harder, right? Like this is not what's showing up, is not really what's going on. I'm just going to drill down. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to, you know, put forth more effort. I'm going to talk to more people. I'm going to go to more networking events. I'm going to, you know, send out more proposals and more pitches. The reality is though, that by doing that and not sometimes taking a step back and reflecting on what's actually happening within your business, you tend to spiral a lot longer than you need to, right? By the time that you do reach out and you're like desperate, gasping for air, looking for the life raft to be thrown your direction, like, please, someone throw me a buoy, help me out. To be frank, there might not be a lot of options that are available to you. But I'll tell you one thing I did recently that I, as an example, where I reached out as soon as the problem happened, one problem, a small problem happened. Now, I have a trusted relationship with my own coach, so I have that ability to kind of do that. But that's taken me years, if I'm frank and honest about it, to get to that stage that I'm willing to ask for help as soon as something shows up rather than waiting and spiraling. So I really want to toss this out to all of you that identify with this. And I'm not suggesting that you're going to stop behaving in this way tomorrow. You probably can't, to be frank. There's a reason why you're doing it, and there's a very good reason why you're doing it. But I do just want to highlight this theme that I think is important. You're going to spiral a lot longer than you need to. And I don't want you to be trying to figure this thing out and trying to create solutions and trying to create strategies around how do I fix this problem. It could be something as simple as where you say, hey, this problem is going on in my business. I'm trying to do it this way. Can you give me some guidance on it? And to be frank, the person that you're working with, the coach you're working with, may not be able to help you. You might have to talk to several friends in your entrepreneurship space. You might have to go to a few mentors. Like, you might have to kind of dig a little deeper to get the solution that you need. But I promise you, that ability for you to stop the spiral is everything. It is everything, because if you wait until you've gone for months for whatever the situation is that's showing up with you right now, then you might run into, and I'll just use cash flow as the example in this case. If you're waiting months and months and months and you're not bringing in the cash, you're not bringing in the cash, but you have little dribbles that come in, right? So it seems okay, but you're not meeting the goal that you need to meet. You kind of got to say that in month one or month two that that's what's going on and start getting help right then. But the reality is the help that you're going to have to get, I'll be upfront with you, you're going to probably have to unlearn a lot of patterns that are extremely uncomfortable for you, right? You're going to have to, for example, get vulnerable and be honest to say, hey, this is what's actually going on. Can you please help me? And I'll raise my hand and say for myself, I'm still working on that part, because that's just not the way society a lot of time allows me to operate. Right? Is that I can't be vulnerable. I have to kind of, you know, put on my vest and wear, put, throw the gloves on and the cape and everything, because I'm always in that position of having to handle things. And to be frank, that's not going to change tomorrow. But I have learned to start to develop a trusted circle, a trusted community, to be okay when things, I don't get the response right away that I wanted. Or the big one for me, when I get the response where I have to get checked, to just be open to what that person is saying. Now, of course, let me be clear. It has to come from someone you trust. It has to come from someone who's sharing it in love. But also there's some work on my part too, where I have to be open to unlearning that immediate resistance that usually shows up for me. No, I got this. I got this. I'm okay. Put it down for a minute. Be open to what they're saying and be open to unlearning the patterns and the behaviors that show up around it. And I'll be frank with you. The cash flow then might not improve a month from now. But I will tell you something very powerful. It is not a coincidence that both myself and my coaching clients who have been open to this level of coaching, this level of guidance, this ability to reach out as soon as it shows up in month one and month two, they're the ones that get the solutions quicker. They get a longer time frame to figure it out. And long term, y'all, that's more money. And that's what we're all after. So I really recommend that this idea of being that strong, independent woman, let's really reframe that so that you're not willing to spiral for as long as you have been in the past, because there are some wins that will come out of it when you start to just raise your hand, scared though you may be, nervous about the response you may get, right? But raise your hand and be open to the coaching, the feedback, and the guidance. And again, from a trusted individual. Now, there is another nuance to this idea of the strong Black woman, or I'll say the strong woman, because this, I think, this supersedes just anyone culture. Although, you know what, now that I think about it, there probably is a whole episode on the strong Black woman here. So just put a pin in that for right now. I want to honor the strong, independent women entrepreneurs out here who prioritize taking action. You're the ones in your family that, if there's an event that has to happen, right? I've always seen that in my family. There's an event that has to happen and people need to get organized and get together and blah, 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 blah. You raise your hand because you already know who they're all going to turn to get things done. Right? I remember one time I had this moment where a couple of friends, we were all sitting around and we were talking. And I got so offended at this moment because, you know, my friends were dreaming about, oh my gosh, well, what happens if one day if we won the lottery and I will do this and I'll do that and I'll do this and I'll do that. And so they were going in as a group to buy a Powerball ticket, right? And I got really offended. I was like, well, why can't I join? Like, if you guys hit big, I want to be in on this Powerball ticket. And they literally turned to me. They was like, no, Maya, we already know who we come into when we win the money. You got to help us figure out what to be able to do with it, because you're the only one here that's going to be able to help us understand how to unpack this. So if you're that friend, if you're that person that everyone leans on, and it's because you're good at taking action, and it's because you're good at getting things done, and even if you've never been there before, you'll figure it out. I want to honor you for that, because I do think there's something really powerful. Like, I'm not a financial planner, and my friends knew that, but there was that sense of like, hey, within the group of us, we know Maya's going to figure out how to take action on this thing, and more importantly, how to take good action on this thing, and we want her on our side. But there is also a danger when you're in that role too frequently and you prime yourself for always taking action, taking action, taking action, taking action. And I hope you hear it. The reality is that if you're always doing things and you're always really good at taking action, you possibly don't spend enough time strategizing. And so what does that look like? That looks like some of the work that I do within my Crush Your Sales group, where we sit down every quarter and kind of talk through, what are some of the goals you have for this quarter? What does that look like? And then reflect on some of the things that you did in prior quarters, both good and not so good, by the way. Because the reality is that when you show up to your business every day, you're showing up to get work done, yes. But the reality is, if you're not moving forward, it's because you've got to take a moment to reflect on what you've done and where you want to go. And when you finish that reflection, you want to put together a framework. You want to put together a strategy that gives you a sense of, okay, here's where I'm going to focus for this upcoming time. And, you know, listen, this happened to me recently. A new app got released, right? Everyone's on the app. And oh my goodness gracious, are you on the app? Are you on the app? Are you on the app? Well, the beauty was, is I had sat down earlier in the year and talked about the marketing platforms where I needed to focus my attention. And as awesome and as wonderful as that app may be, that is not on my list of things to do. There are some other things that I have to be able to work on that are going to help me lean into this overall strategy of where I'm taking my business. So the minute that I stop and created this strategy of, here's where I'm going to spend my time and focus. Here's the people I'm going after and I'm spending my attention on. Here's the particular program or the product or the service that I'm going to be focusing on. Here are the marketing channels that I'm going to show up on. Here are the sales action steps that I'm going to take, which, by the way, I hope you all heard, I just outlined a off the chain sales plan for all of you. So if you didn't, copy those notes down. That is huge, right? But the reality is that far too often we say we're going to do those things and we don't ever take the time to do it. So here's the deal. You might wear that mantle really well of taking action, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it. You've got to be an action taker if you're running a business. But you also are going to have to sit down and take the time and build the strategy and assess what works and what doesn't work. Now, depending upon the level of where you're at within your business, for some of you, that might just be going back and reviewing what you did for the past year. For others, I'm going to highly recommend it's drilling down into your numbers. What are your numbers telling you? What is the story that's in it? What's the story that they're telling you? What are they not telling you? What are you missing? When you really, really start getting into your numbers on your business, right? And Some of it is looking at it like an accountant, but to be frank, a large part of it is looking at it as a CEO. What is the vision you have for your business? What are the numbers telling you in the business? And then where do you need to go? Well, the truth of the matter is in order to get to that next place of where you need to go, you're not going to be able to do it by yourself. You're just not, right? I'm all here for small teams. I'm all here for you being able to do the work that you value and you trust. But the truth of the matter is in order to build out a really solid strategy, you're going to need support and help in getting there. So I want to recommend that as good as it is to have that independent work ethic, right? Where you're driven, you're motivated, and you have the desire to move things forward. You take action. No one has to motivate you to take action. I'm also going to recommend that part of growing your business, part of actually making more money in your business, part of making more money consistently is only going to show up when you take the time to strategize. And that sounds on the surface like a very easy thing to do. But if you've never been in that position before where you have been able to do that and where it's okay to sit down and do thinking work for a few hours and then come back to it again and be like, oh, that doesn't work. I got to go back and sit down and think again. It's going to feel like a waste of time. It's going to be like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? This is like, why am I wasting my time doing this crap? Well, there is a reason for it. And there is a benefit ideally that will come out of it because you'll have a clear path and a clear plan to move forward. But for a lot of us, that means you have to rewire how you're spending your days, how you're spending your time. And that's going to feel very uncomfortable. You might sit down for that first strategy session. I know I've seen this a number of times. People sit down for that first strategy session, and then there's a gazillion excuses of, oh yeah, that's right. I was supposed to go do this errand, and the laundry's not done, and oh, I got to take care of this and take care of that. Nobody want to sit down and strategize. I remember one of the first times I did an event, I actually hosted an event on this, and I was so amped on helping people create their plan and create their strategy, and here's what we're going to do, and we all got together in a room, and you know, I'm an over planner, I'll own that times 10. I had way too much content for the day, because the truth of the matter for most of the attendees, and myself included, right, I'll raise my hand, I've definitely fallen victim of this, it first took a minute to just pause and stop and slow down. And then there's this whole new way of thinking and operating that I had to teach around strategy. And to be frank, it's not really going to become clear and apparent of what you do until you've done it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 times in your business. So this idea of being a strong, independent woman entrepreneur, listen, I'm here for it because there are pros. You're going to show up powerfully and take action in your business. I'm here for it. You're not going to make excuses about things, right? Like you're like, no, I'm going to make this thing happen. I'm going to figure this out. But I really want you to step back and own these two areas that I shared with you. You're possibly spiraling longer than you need to. And you also are putting way too much priority on action. And then you get exhausted, and then you don't have a foundational strategy to depend upon. And that's part of what's causing the chaos and the confusion within your business. So I hope you heard some of the nuggets that I started sharing of when you start to shift this pattern and shift this framework. And I want to be clear. I am not saying at all that you should drop the mantle completely about what this looks like. I know there's a lot of movements on social media around, you know, drop the hustle culture and, you know, we don't have to like work till we die. And yeah, I get it. There are some huge benefits towards that. I understand why people are thinking and moving in this direction, and I'm here for it. I'm also crystal clear that depending upon the identity that you have, right, and how you show up in this world, you know, you might be the main breadwinner in your house. Like if you don't go out and make stuff happen, it ain't gonna happen and folks ain't got nothing to eat, right? You might be that first generation entrepreneur or college graduate, right? You know, I can definitely relate to that where a lot of people in my circle, you know, family and friends were, you know, they worked jobs. So this whole idea of like going out and carving your own path, you know, I remember the first time that I had to explain to my mother, like, I'm actually at a training all day long. I cannot take a phone call. And she couldn't understand why. It's like, what do you mean? Like, you're just talking to people all day. I am. But it can't be interrupted, right? Like there's work that's happening. There's like massive work that's happening. And I have to have my focus and my attention on that room because otherwise I'm going to miss where the opportunity lies. And plus they're paying for me to actually do this type of work, even though it seems like, well, it's not physically hard. It isn't physically, I mean, although standing up all day in heels can be sometimes, but you know, outside of that, it's not the physical work, it's the thinking work and the thought work that goes in behind the scenes that a lot of times people just don't see. Like the amount of time I have to spend, if I do an 8-hour training, I have probably spent 20 hours on the back end on the training alone, thinking through all the logistics, thinking through what are the activities, what are the things that need to go on. I need quiet time for that, right? And so to somebody else looking on the outside in, it's like, she ain't making no money. No, I am. I am. But there's work that goes into it before I show up. And so if you're in a lot of circles, people are not going to understand this thing. And they're only going to understand the action part of you. And you're going to have to go through a process of unlearning, some of these patterns. And I would say expanding your view of what that strong, independent idea looks like. Because it's not something I want you to drop completely, but I do want you to expand it, because it's in the expansion that you start finding the patterns for growth. And so let me give you the two themes of why you want to step into this. And these are quick and easy. One, you're going to start to identify your patterns for growth, period. One of the first things that was a very hard adjustment for me to make when I started my business was figuring out the lows and the highs in the business, right? Like, what are the time frames when people are going to book my time a lot? And then what are the other time frames when I'm going to be kind of not so busy? And it took me actually years to really, really own this pattern, because during the time frames when I was not so busy were also the time frames when I wasn't making a lot of money. And it felt in my body like something is wrong. This is off. This is painful. Well, when I finally started identifying that, no, it's actually those are the times when you can really lean in more. You can do more marketing, more awareness building. Like, no, you may not have the sales, but you're setting yourself up for those times when you are going to have the sales, when things are busy. I remember 1 year just setting up systems behind one type of an event that I used to do all the time. And during that downtime, and it was a game changer that following year when I got busy, I had systems in place on how to be able to handle it. So the long and short of it is when you really expand this idea of what it means to be a strong, independent woman entrepreneur, you're going to then be able to kind of navigate those highs and lows way better. And the biggest one of all is you're going to be able to ask for help sooner. You're going to see it. It's going to open up. You're not going to feel that sense of frustration and overwhelm. And let's be clear, when you get into that pattern of frustration and overwhelm, you can't sell. That's the bottom line. Like, I know that there's the like, well, I need the money. But the problem is if you're not in the right frame of mind, you're not going to sell with confidence. People are not going to be interested in that product or service that you have to offer, because part of the sale is you and it's how you show up. And even if you have team members that are helping you sell, at the end of the day, at some point, they're still going to want to talk to you, the person in charge, right? So you're going to stop that spiral a lot quicker if you start pulling in this idea and this theme of expanding what it means to be a strong, independent woman entrepreneur. And then this is the big one. And it's the one I'm going to leave you with, because to be honest, like, I can't even put a pin in it and say, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. But here's the big one. When you drop that mantle, when you stop just identifying so tightly with having to take action and having to show up and figure it all out, know in advance what the answers are and how you're going to figure this all out, you're going to open up a space where there's an opportunity for growth. Now, here's the scary part, because you've probably never seen what growth looks like before. It's going to freak you the bleep out. Got it? Now, I want to be clear about growth here. I'm not saying that you will experience growth in your business because you're just sitting around on the beach all day not doing anything and then magically customers are going to come out the sky for you. That's not what I'm talking about. But what I am talking about is you're going through a rough period and you start spiraling, you get help right away and they tell you, hey, start this marketing, do this activity, go out and do this activity, do this activity. Now, how does this fit in your overall plan? Let's create a plan. Let's work out what the plan looks like and let's drill down into what the tactics are. I'm going to give you a heads up. When you initially start to do it, uncomfortable AF. Got it? Those first couple of days, those first couple of weeks, those first couple of months, heck, possibly the first couple of years, depending upon the pace that you're working at, you're going to have to hold on for dear life. I'm just going to say it up front, because it's not going to make sense how it's showing up and how it's operating. But like how a flywheel operates, it's a really, 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 really giant wheel that's really hard to push. But at some point, if you get enough people behind you, you're pushing it and you're pushing it and you're pushing it and you're pushing it and you're pushing it, you get that sucker going. I mean, and if you don't know what the vision of the fog wheel looks like, well, just think about this. If your car has ever been stuck on the side of the road and then you try to push the car, it might be really hard. You get two or three people behind you and all y'all start applying that energy and that effort and that force, bam, that car is going to be pushed off the side of the road, right? But there is that awkward space before you have the people there available, right? Or before the plan comes together, or before you've put enough power into pushing that car where it's kind of like, is this thing going to work? Is it really going to work? I don't know if it's going to work. And you just got to hold on. I'll be upfront about it. You got to hold on. Don't panic. Get creative so that you're able to kind of lock down whatever financial, you know, things that you need to lock down. I want to be clear about that. Like, I'm not saying this from this, you know, high and floaty place where you're sitting on a gazillion dollars. No, do what you got to do to kind of get your finances in shape and in gear. You know, if you need to do ramen noodles for a week at home or some rice and beans because you got kids, listen, turn it into the funnest activity you possibly can and make rice and beans 60 different ways for 1 week and keep it moving. Okay? I'm not judging at all because, yes, I do know 10 recipes of rice and beans for a reason. But I think if you sit on this idea, if you sit on the idea of creating the strategy, creating the plan, getting support around where you're hitting the bumps, where you're hitting the rough spots, and then hold the flip on, do the work, put in the reps, do the things that are uncomfortable, that don't feel good, that don't feel whatever, but it's part of your strategy, right? It's how you're going out now and executing the plan behind what you're working on. That's where you're going to see the real unlimitless possibilities of growth. That's where all those entrepreneurs that you're seeing right now that you see, oh, I have $1 million and I have blah, 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 and I have yada, yada, yada. Listen, with all of them, if they can sustain it, and I want to be clear, I don't pay attention to those that come up with it tomorrow and they can't sustain it. Good for you that you were able to do it one time. That's awesome. But for the folks that are sustaining it year after year after year after year in their businesses, there is no doubt in my mind they're doing what I'm talking about. They have a strategy in place. They create a plan that meets that strategy. And then they just start executing that sucker. And they were willing to do it long enough and be patient enough with themselves to get over that initial hurdle and that initial hump. So I know this podcast episode is a little long, but I hope that the stories have really given you some ideas and some insights. And I really want us to reach out and do the work around expanding this idea. Right? I am so here for and so celebrating strong, independent women entrepreneurs for a gazillion reasons or whatever your identity is, right? But it's the strong, independent part right now that to me really stands out. But I want us to expand that definition so that the strength and the independence is not limiting us with the growth. It's not limiting us with the possibilities of earning more money, that we start to lean really heavy on what those strengths are about being strong and independent. But we're also open to the blind spots and the challenging spots and the rough spots, let's just call it that, around the places where we need to have more growth. So I hope you took some really good notes. I challenge you to go forth and think about outlining this plan that I talked about in here. And if this is something that you're like, hey, Maya, I want to work with you on this, listen, raise your hand. Reach out to me, shoot me an email or direct message me, because I'd be more than happy to talk to you about how to be able to do this for your own business. All right? Have an amazing one.